Five, six, seven, eight. Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. My name is Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel, energy healer, a guide. I upload it weekly. And today's episode, I'm bringing in my lovely friend, Mary McKenzie. Your business is Miniature Witch.
An intuitive tarot card reader. So I use the tarot to give you a reading, but I also give you a psychic, intuitive, spiritual reading. There's a lot going on. I have stuff that comes in as I'm doing the reading. So yeah, it's more than just a tarot card reading.
So you access spirit guides then? I mean, I do when I do any kind of reading.
I do. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah. I just figured out that as I started doing my tarot, I would get things as I was reading the cards, because I would just read the spread and interpret the cards. And then as I was reading them to the client, I would start to hear things in my head going, but no, tell Betty this too. And I'd be like, what? You know, and that was more than just the card interpretation. So I'm like, maybe there's something more going on here. And I would say this has only been happening now for the last 5 or 6 years. It was like something opened up, and it really enhances my readings. And I like that a lot. I'm there to help the person. And so if I get more, then I can give them more. So
that's cool. Yeah. I found the cards serve as a jumping off point, something tangible for a client to look at, the querent to look at. And you can say, well, there's this. And then you're right. The guides come pounding in at my head and say, oh, here, let's talk about that. Channeling to me is being able to tap into this intuition, which is part of our higher self, and our higher self is part of divine. So you just take that out and just say, this is us tapping into divine wisdom and transmitting it to whoever we're talking to. Now, you use the cards as a way to do it, and you convey it more like, this is also what I'm hearing, and you're getting a message to somebody.
Okay. Yes, it's in addition to what I'm getting from the reading. So
When I've done it, because I'm not lazy. I'm not always a slob. We're talking about a conservation of energy. I don't know. When I channel, maybe it's that theatrical aspect of myself. I let the energy manifest through me. And then to help the person listening to differentiate between the energies, you know, they'll either say who they are, change their posture, change their voice, change their mannerisms. And you've gotten to experience that too. We've done some really deep work there. And I like that, because I feel like I might put a filter on it. If I sat there and listened to them, I blurt a lot. Having the guides just come in and do that's helpful for me, so I don't get so in the way. They have more than once said, you need to back off, Susie. They'll tell me to sit, stay, good girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't embarrassing at all the first time. So your business name is Miniature Witch. How do you spell it?
It's miniature. It's how you would spell miniature. But I modify the word witch to use the Y and the E, because when I came up with that, and it was actually a combination coming up with that with myself and my friend Kevin, because we were trying to come up with a name for my business as it is right now. And he actually kind of blurted it out. And I was like, oh my God, that's perfect, because I'm 4'8" tall. And I am very comfortable with my size. But what I found is that you would assume that because I'm small, I wouldn't get a lot of attention or attract a lot of attention, but it seems to be the opposite. And one of the things I've learned, I tell other people, is it does not matter what you look like at all, because I've had so many people tell me, oh my God, Mary, you may be a tiny woman physically, but you're not spiritually. There's this like huge stuff going on, and it hits different people differently and makes my life really interesting. So,
yeah. Well, good. I am really grateful that you were here to help facilitate this. Trying to sort out what we're doing. I liked it that you said, okay, Susie, stay with me, stay on track. Because you know me. You know that I am like Adobe, just going squirrel. And I appreciate that. So what I would like to do tonight is to, yeah, put you on the spot. So you have some questions that I have not provided you because I didn't even do that thought. But if you've got something like general questions, and yeah, we know that they're not going to tell us who was involved in JFK assassination and all that stuff. But I don't know. I just, I've got Dragon wants to come through and Gaia's happy to come through. She's always happy to come through. And you know, we could kind of play Spirit Guide Roulette and see if you've got somebody you want to have come through. Sounds like a party trick, though. They're all sitting over there with their arms crossed going, are you sure?
Me, it's more just, you know, I have to be doing something and hearing something. My moon's in Gemini, so that means I'm always connecting with people all the time. Always, always, always.
Okay.
I am an introvert, interestingly enough, but as I listen to other people, that seems to be, I'm thinking of ways of moving away from the cards. And one of the things that I've observed is when I listen to other people, because I love listening to people, I learn so much that this other layer is starting to form where I hear more than what they're saying. And it comes in as thought, but then I realize that there's a whole lot more to it if I pay attention to it. And all of that is practicing my focus, which is something new for me too, because I have to pull myself up out of 3D to do it. Okay. So yeah, I tend to, if I'm not working directly with a client and their spirit guides, most of the time I'm listening to the goddess. And any aspect that comes, she'll pop in and say stuff if she really wants to.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's just see where this takes us. I know you're very good at holding space. You are just a serious sacred space carrier. And I appreciate that. Find that allowing myself to channel around you has really produced some fascinating results and some fascinating conversations, even though they won't tell me what they are. That is one thing. I don't often remember what I channel. And I have now taken to say, yeah, I don't remember what I say, but I do stand by it. I maintain that what they say is what I believe in, or that I'm not going to renege on it in any way, because that's not a place of integrity to go, nope, didn't mean that. It's like, yeah, I did. Let's just start. Let's just jump in. There's only so much overture we can do. Okay. Oh, lovely. The outdoors are working again. So hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi.
This is Gaia.
Who am I speaking? Oh, yes.
I like
I'm enjoying you right now.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear and feel the earth all around in the springtime. Just especially up here in your Pacific Northwest, it's always so not dreary because, you know, it's me, but it certainly affects those around us. So as you enjoy, what is your favorite part of spring, my darling?
Probably the birds.
Yeah.
I love to listen to bird song. I absolutely adore it. That and seeing the new flowers come on the trees.
Okay.
That's really special. I was not originally from here, this area. I moved here 25 years ago. So I learned to really appreciate the flora and fauna way more than I had. And now it's something that I look forward to every year.
Nice.
The springtime is actually my favorite time of year now.
Oh, good. So. This one wakes up to birdsong in the morning. Sometimes she just wants to throw a rock at them because they do start quite early. And other times she remembers, oh, yes, this is a lovely day. So she'll relax into it. We love that birdsong lifts up hearts. And it's interesting to know how many different forms of birdsong there is. She has a crow in the neighborhood who likes to squawk at her. Oh, and the Steller's jays. When she would let the feeder go dry, go empty. Oh, they would holler at her. She still can't talk to her dog, but she will talk to the birds. So being able to connect that way, because the music, having that music all around you, it's not organized really, at least not to a human ear. But there is so much joy in it every day. The same with the joy as the trees go springing out. I know we're beginning to sound like a Disney cartoon, but it's true. All that joy that comes out, the flowers. I find it interesting that when these plants come up, this one in particular will look and see what is a medicinal value for it. Are you very well versed in the herbals?
Medically? A little bit.
As healing remedies?
Not as well as some of my friends and students.
You use them magically?
Mostly more on the magical end of
it. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because that is truly where it resonates most with you. Because let's talk a little bit about magic. Magic is healing in so many ways. Now, we're not saying we're doctors, nor we're not diagnosing anything, nor is encouraging anyone. She's making me say this. But we're not encouraging anyone to give up on their doctors. But magically speaking, the more at peace your soul is, your spirit is, the more it's reflected in your physical body. Yes. So like with the energy of the vaccine going around, there is so much fear surrounding it and distrust. And, we're doing it because, sheeple, such a dreadful word and all that. And there are so many different opinions about it. But looking at it from a humanitarian point of view, it is this whole pandemic, it seems, is asking the world to pull together, to unify in their vision of healing and health. And it brought so many things up, like a great big bandage being torn off of some societies, to see who's going to show us their inner child is uncared for by throwing a tantrum over seemingly insignificant things. It's been quite interesting to watch, to guide you through it. Some folks are waking up to it. Some folks are understanding, and others may never. Intention setting is tremendously important. Setting your intention to move forward. When this one was going through her chemotherapy and radiation, she was adamant in the language they used around it. You could call it prayer or incantations or whatever. She spoke to all of it, all of the treatment to heal her. So she's still here. That's a good thing. Otherwise, I'd have to talk to you incessantly all the time. Let's see. Intention is good. What else would we like? Goal setting. People usually use spring as an opportunity to set goals, to set new projects. You do that several times during your calendar year. There's New Year's. Everyone has resolutions. Those last until about, spring. So people come through and set new goals. And then summer, everybody's going to work in to get to that whatever body shape they want. And then autumn and winter are going to bake things. We're going to live a new life. And it all starts again. It's really quite entertaining to understand that we have so many opportunities to start anew, to reset. I think more than anything, when those let go of that self-judgment, I didn't do this. Oh, I'm such a loser or whatever. It's not important. You are trying. And I believe that's part of the human experience, is to strive to be better. Yes. There are times you're not fabulously wonderful. There are times you don't feel well, but it's that getting up again and striving to do more, striving to do better. That's the point, isn't it?
I've spent the last 6 to 8 months in how I've changed, because this last year and into now is about change and transformation. And I want to pay attention to that. Okay. There's so many things that I was not paying attention to. I was just running very quickly through life, and it was always about the calendar. And when everything stopped and I didn't have to keep that, then I started to realize, this is about me understanding who I am and actually taking the time to do that.
Okay.
And setting the boundaries to do it too. And I wasn't doing any of that. And I I'm very proud of myself for what I've done this year, and I'm feeling better as each week goes by. I'm feeling better and more clear on what I want to do next. So yeah, but I don't know if it's my age or what, but I'm taking my time. You know, I know a lot of people are just like, all right, got your vaccine, let's get back to saddle. And I will, but I also, there's also some things that I'm eliminating that I don't want to do anymore. So yeah, it's different. Things are different.
You mentioned everyone wants to get back into the saddle and they all want to return to normal. Normal wasn't working for them. That's why the pandemic came through. That's why you've all been sitting at home having to face yourself in a mirror. Only yourself. Only people are having to sit with themselves, sit with your families. The pressure, though, to come out, being able to build a boat that's seaworthy and all that is, that's total malarkey. As long as you are able to sit there and look at yourself and see yourself for who you are. Yes, there are things you may let go of, people you may let go of, changing in your behavior. We hope certainly that people have adapted their self-perceptions, looking at themselves, finding new things to excite them. They've had to sit with themselves for all this time. This one has gone places via this Zoom format than she would have otherwise have done. She knows people now in Canada and in Oregon, and she would not have met them had she not been doing these online things. She may even be willing to drive. We won't count on it, but, you know, she may be willing to. She's over here throwing a tantrum and sticking her tongue out at me. But this, another thing we find that using this virtual format, it helps to show people that energy is not limited to in-person exchanges. Even Reiki.
It's definitely something I learned. Yes, yes. Definitely.
It's fascinating to understand. Everybody talks about thoughts and prayers, and now those are getting a bad reputation because it's being used inappropriately. But to sit there and focus on helping someone, truly helping them, that does make a difference. So many groups have formed that are people with a concerted effort to send healing energy to others. And it really has helped. Maybe, you know, it may not heal that little scab on your head, but the hearts have been full and the hearts have felt this attention and love coming to them. And then we get to the point where one has to learn to accept it graciously, learning to ask for help. There's been so many emotional changes here. And of course, that's going to result in some people not liking what they see. And we encourage people not to be afraid to ask for help in any form.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask for help. That was something that solidly came in for me. I used to be so pessimistic about all of that. And I also didn't understand the power of gratitude. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah.
And being
understanding
grateful.
Kind of thing. Yes.
And being grateful for the right things, not being grateful sarcastically.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
That's right. Thanks, Obama. But all of those, yes, being grateful for things truly and sincerely is what shifts the vibration and changes your attitude and your energy so that you're becoming a magnet for all those things you truly do want. It will go so far and it will go quite far.
I think it helps self-transformation, and that's where I see the benefit for me in this is, you know, when I push past the fears and I have some planets in my astrology chart that are just so stubborn.
You don't see.
And I And it's those places that I had to now look at and go, well, come on. And, you know, the technological format has been a really, really big one for me. I think it's because I still hold down a full-time job. So I'm at a computer all day, being on this or on YouTube. Also, there's parts of me that are just like, that's overload. I just don't want so much of that online thing going on with me all the time. I want to go outside. I want to walk around. I want to listen to the birds. Let's circle back, you know? So how do we make all of this? How do we make parts of me all feel okay and compromise, you know, because I know that this forum is important for me to do what I need to do, but I also don't want to overdo it where I'm not looking at the organic picture too.
That is
a lot.
Excellent example of self-care. It is easy to get your heart and soul sucked into this and being able to take that break outside. And you're doing it exactly right. We realize that this is no contest. When people are ready to hear that message that you have, they will be there and they will wait and they will have that moment of realization that this is what they need right now in this moment. So your divine timing is coming along. It's not coming along fast enough for other people, but it's doing perfectly for you. And that's what we find. We tell folks, it's going to happen when the time is right. And they're like, but I want it now. No, you're not ready for it now. You have a few more things to do. But then the inner child again throws a tantrum because they're not getting it immediately. Energy flows both ways in the digital format. So you can take on other people's energies, especially as empaths. It is quite easy. Oh, social media? Reading news. This one had to put down her phone and say, nope, not doing that, because it was truly hurting her heart. She has many friends on the internet who are very open in expressing their feelings, and she wants to reach out and hold them and kiss them. And so she has her candle going all the time, or any request for healing, she'll be happy to send it out. But she's learned also she can take a break from it. One person can't take on all of the healing that needs to be done, or say, oh, no, I'll take care of that, and I'll take care of that, and that, and that, and that, and that, because then other people aren't allowed to come in to help. So when one calls out for help, you're allowing other people to fulfill their soul purpose of uplifting and sending energy and love to do that community building that is so needed. So there's no shame in it. Mm-hmm. Most people beat themselves up. They think, oh, I'm so weak. It's like, no, you just need help. And that's fine. We all need help. We all need that connection. And this is the connection that we can do at this time, is through this digital format. That's all right. Things are going to grow. Things are going to expand. The joy will come back. Reason may fold by the wayside for a bit. But those who are conscious and aware of what is required to maintain a level of health, of stability, they will do it.
And I think they'll help others to start doing that also for themselves. I see a lot of that coming as people awaken and understand how to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. That's something that I think will be really interesting to watch change. I'm excited about that. I'm very excited about watching people learn how to really take care of themselves, because, you know, last year took them out of what they thought was a good life. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. And now they're realizing I could actually make a good life for myself. I'm beginning to understand what that really is supposed to be. So that's super exciting.
Taking care of oneself and taking responsibility for oneself. That is that is a very large step some people are in for. And it's part of the growth process. You can't expect everyone to just take care of you. You've got to do your part. That's what this has been about too, is doing your part. Bullies are being shown and people are doing their part to say, no, that's not acceptable anymore. It's been
understanding that your part's important. Even if you don't understand what your part is, you are contributing. You do matter. Whatever is going on is helping. I mean, if you're somebody with a good heart and you care, that's enough. You know, that's a lot right there. So, yeah.
To be a part of the solution, to making those changes, certainly those internal, looking at within yourself and seeing, oh, that's what I was thinking. Oh, that's what's wrong with it. Making those shifts, they're not always easy, but they are so liberating when they actually happen, when they stick. So that's what we're looking forward to seeing, is more of that growth. Spring is a perfect time for growth, and summer will happen, and then you'll see the benefits, the reaping, the rewards of it in the fall. Excuse me, this one's going to sneeze, so we're going to quiet her for a moment. Yeah, Gaia got out of the way so I could sneeze, and then she took the sneeze with her. What a snot. Okay, so what else? We want her back? You want anybody back?
Me?
Yeah.
I think we're good for now. Yeah, that was a nice little conversation.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, does she have any closing words? She says, yes, love each other. But you knew that. She doesn't always talk in cliches, but so it feels like, yeah, we'll have a meditation attached to this. And so Gaia will be talking. How will she be talking? It's that moment of, doing a meditation on realizing, of seeing where you are in time at this place, at this point in time, to be able to look on this man-made construct, this human construct of time that has been in the past and time in the present, time in the future, and to see it as a great big ball of timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, thank you, Doctor Who kind of stuff. Oh, that'll be cool. All right. Cool. Well, thank you.
You know, I had something come to me about this for these sessions. You know, I could just be the person that talks to whoever comes through. I'm really good at talking to people. So
I love that idea.
I'm happy with doing that. Yeah, because it'll bring out stuff from me to say too. So, you know, I would be happy to talk to whoever wants to show up and talk.
Sweet.
You know, for these sessions.
Awesome.
That
would be awesome.
I could totally do that.
I love that. I love that idea. I want to do that. So all I need to do is
kind
to settle on. Dragon is taking a little bit of offense about that. If he had hackles to raise, he'd be like, he's all serious. But yeah. So it feels like Dragon will be next. Yeah. I mean, it's, of course, being me, I see them as all going, yeah, pick me, pick me, pick me. And they're really not. They're all standing there just saying, take your time, choose who's next. Like, but it's funnier when I say it this way. Take your time, choose who's next. Lovely. Lovely. So thank you, Mary McKenzie, for joining me today. I think we had a good time. I was way far out, so I don't listen in, but I have a very overall nice feeling of, yes, we're good. We did lovely. And I'll give you back your sneeze in a few minutes. Thank you. So this has been Susie Parker Goins at Blue Lightning Healy. Blue Lightning Healing, and you can find me on the web at www.bluelightninghealing.com. Email me for, you know, an appointment to talk, to set up. You know, I don't know. I'll fill that one in a minute. No, I won't. But yeah, email me at Susie P. No, where are you going to email me? At Susie, S-U-S-Y, at bluelightninghealing.com. And I have had the great and tremendous pleasure sharing this audio with Mary McKenzie of Miniature Witch. What's your contact info, darling?
Easiest way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. I'm at Miniature Witch. So that's Miniature, MiniTureWitche. And you can message me there, get a hold of me there. And if you would like a reading, we can go from there and discuss something. So
sweet. Yeah. Excellent.
My website is on my Instagram page, so it's linked on the page, so you can go directly to my website if you hit Instagram. So yeah,
the Instagram sorcery I'm not very much the master of, so we'll have to work that out. But thanks again, Mary. Gaia, also known as Mother Earth, is a regular with me. She is grounding, kind, and gentle. She reminds us that this physical experience we were having has been our choice. In those times between lives, we confer with one another and our guides to figure out and negotiate what we'll be learning about in the upcoming lifetime. Sometimes we choose to have it easy. Other times we choose a kind of rock and roll kind of life with the ups and downs and dramas. We look at which aspect of existence we will explore each time, whether it's about love, power, health, wealth, relationships. We call in other aspects of divine, which take the form of those traveling along with us. Today, Gaia takes us to the oneness with divine, giving us a grander, omnipotent perspective of time and events we have participated in. She shows us how we have impacted spirit and each other. Kind of like it's a wonderful life retrospective. Keep yourself safe, and please listen to this when you're able to set aside time for when you're not driving, but are able to keep distractions to a minimum. You have complete control. If you need to adjust your body position or leave for any reason, no worries. Allow yourself time and grace to process any wisdom you receive. All right, then. We'll see you on the other side. Breathe. Breathe deeply. And exhale completely. Breathe in love. Breathe out distractions. Breathe in love. And as you exhale, the external noises fade. Focus on breathing with intention, with mindfulness, allowing yourself to relax deeper and deeper. Feeling the tensions from your body, feeling the stress melt away. Breathing into your belly allows those muscles to relax. And as your shoulders release, you know that spot between your shoulder blades? That relaxes and releases. If you choose to breathe out through your mouth, feel that jaw relax and loosen. If you choose to breathe out only through your nose, your jaw relaxes and loosens anyway. Allow the tension to waft off of you like the mist rising from the ground on a sunny morning. See those fingers of moisture reaching up to the sky to rejoin the air, to go home to the clouds. Yes, good. So as the stress releases from your physical, your physical body feels comfortable melting into the chair or the bed you're in. Releasing more and more tensions, releasing more and more emotions. Clearing space in your physical being to open to the divine. To open your heart. So as your legs relax, breathing into any part that feels twingy to you. As your back and stomach and chest release the tensions you're holding into it. As your shoulders and arms relax and melt into the chair arm or the bed. As your neck and head release the rigidity that's holding you in place. The jaw relaxes, the pressure behind your eyes eases, your ears open to the experience. Oh, and your lovely mind, quiets. Your mind calms down for a wee bit of time here. Good. So now breathe into your heart and exhale, love. I breathing in love and breathing out love. Breathing in love and breathing out love. Very good. You're getting so good at this. You don't have to work so hard to achieve this level of peace now, do you? It's all right. We'll be here for as long as you need to. And you carry this feeling with you wherever you go. Good. So we ask you now to focus on your heart. Feel your heartbeat, your pulse. It is regular. It is calm. A nice, solid heartbeat, bringing you comfort, calming you down. Good. Today, we're going to introduce you to the buckyball. It is a spherical shape using five-sided and six-sided shapes, pentagons and hexagons, you call them, joined together. Not too different from your human soccer balls. Do you have one in your heart? It represents a form of perfection. So simple. So protective. It is the union of earth and divine, masculine and feminine. the joining of the goddess and the god. It gives you protection. As you focus on this heart-centered buckyball, allow it to expand. Allow it to encompass your heart and expand to include your torso and your head, your legs, and your arms. So you are seated or standing comfortably in it. This is your vessel in which you will be traveling with us today. It's comfortable, lined however you wish on the inside to make you more comfortable. Some of you may choose fairy moss, others may choose crystals, others may be happy with it being simple. That's perfect. As this buckyball fits around you perfectly, you allow yourself to be transported. Allow yourself to move beyond your room, your house, beyond your neighborhood, whatever region you live in. Move beyond your planet. All around you, you can see the stars, the galaxies, all these solar systems, which hold secrets, which hold beings beyond your ken. Good. Remember, you are safe. You are protected. You're not alone. I'm with you. And divine in all of its forms, whichever most resonates with you is here. So whichever version of your guides you want to take with you, you're fine. Good. As you travel about in the totality of space and time, you see these points about you, these points of light, points of interest, and you see one particularly attractive point, and you call it to you. And this point represents your current life, the life you are living now, and it stretches out into a line just to help you understand your timeline in this life. You can move along this line however you wish, in whichever order, and see yourself in a variety of situations. Remember, you're witnessing these, you are observing them. You do not need to relive them right now. As you travel your timeline, you're looking at it from your divine, omnipotent position. This place you're at in your buckyball. So you are observing those moments when you were a child. And you see that bigger picture. You see how your response, how your participation in a situation, how that fit in with the whole picture. You can see how you are not only fulfilling your own soul destiny, but what part you play in another's. It is neither good nor bad. It is. It simply is. You can move to another place along that line, another situation. Maybe it's the same soul lesson. Maybe it's different. Again, you see from an omniscient point of view where you are in your soul development and what place you had in anyone else's soul development. And remember, it simply is. Good. Let's go to another point on this timeline. Another situation. Another opportunity to observe. Good. So, where along your soul development are you now? Whose soul development have you facilitated? Now you come to what you would call the present moment in time. And you can see where your soul development is here. And some of the impact you have on others is available to you. Not all of it. But remember, there are multiple variables involved. You have control solely over your response, over your experience. Anyone else involved, they have their sovereignty. You can hope for an outcome. You can put your intention to a particular outcome. But when you have other variables involved, it may not turn out the way you were thinking. May not turn out any way you were thinking. It may turn out better than you were thinking. Feel the energy in your heart field shift. Accepting this higher vibration. Increasing your frequency. And breathe to allow it to integrate. Good. And you can look a little further down your timeline if you wish. It's another way to talk to your ideal self. Receiving messages from your ideal self. Be interesting to note if this is a future self or your current self. All of it is your ideal self. Allow the hearts to meld together, to intertwine, to mesh, to integrate. Breathe. Breathe in the love. breathe out the wisdom. Breathe in the love. Breathe out the wisdom. Again, breathe in the love. Breathe out wisdom. Feel it firmly integrate into your heart field, into your soul. Understand that whatever emotions are coming up, you can handle them. Is there a concern that you're stepping outside of your box? Think about how small and cramped that box is. Think about stepping outside of that box into a new realm. A realm in which you are loved. You are safe. And you have all of your guides at your disposal, ready to protect, to guide, to assist when you ask. Good. Little more breathing now to breathe in love. And breathe out confidence. Breathe in love. Breathe out trust. Breathe in love. Breathe out trust. Breathe in love. Breathe out love. As you thank your ideal self for the wisdom, for the knowledge that you are, in fact, on the right path, you return them to the great expanse of time. This timeline condenses itself back up into a point and returns to the tremendous expanse of divine. Oh, it's not lost. It is there for you to call upon at any time, whether you're in your little buckyball or not. It is yours to explore. It is safe. Safe in the heart of divine. Lovely. So in your buckyball, you travel back through time, through space, back to your galaxy. Breathe to your solar system. Of course, you can sightsee along the way, looking at the nebula, the star clusters, the binary stars. The quasars, they're all about you. They are there at your beck and call. But it is time now to return to your earth, your home for this lifetime. You travel back to your region of the planet. All of it done with grace and ease. back to your neighborhood, to your house, back to your body, this wonderful machine that transports you around in your experience in accordance to what you've agreed to. A magnificent machine which houses your soul for this lifetime. It is still so relaxed. All of the meridians clear. Whatever energy channels you have are clear, free flowing. So you have balanced all of your chakras are. Good. So breathe yourself back into your physicality, into your body. You don't feel heavy or encumbered here. You do still feel lighter. So breathe yourself back into your toes and your fingers, wiggling them about, rotating your ankles and wrists. Oh, stretching the arms, stretching the legs, stretching your shoulders, feeling them roll about, your torso twisting, your spine crackling back into place, and your neck and your head. The head is clear, the brain is calm, and the neck is quite supple. Good. So this monkey ball you got about you, you can put it about you at any time. It rests in your heart. You call upon it. You can even wrap one around your house or your car. Whatever you're doing, this monkey ball is here to help you and protect you, to transport you through time and space, through your energy of this existence. As you thank yourself for looking deeper into your heart, for looking deeper into your soul, please know that we love you. Not only do we love you, we know that you are love. You are loved, you are protected, and you are safe. And as you open your eyes, give yourself that time to incorporate. Of course, journal what you experienced, if that's what you do. Take that moment to thank your body for housing your soul here. And we thank you for coming along with us. We bless you. And yes, we love you. And until next time, blessings.